Now to letters from the Evening News. And it's a small postbag this week. The first letter is from Lydia Taylor of Eton, who thinks St Stephen's could be so much better. Notwithstanding the new minor aesthetic improvements, could someone please tell me why we still have main bus stops along St Stephen's Street? This road is the first sight visitors see of our fine city on their approach from the A11, and I am so disappointed that the planners, in their wisdom, didn't use the latest works to exclude buses and truly transform the way in. It has taken an awful lot of money and an extraordinary amount of time to put in the changes, and I struggle to see the benefits. We have three main areas where buses stop in the city. Two on major thoroughfares of our historic centre, the other being Castle Meadow, of course. It begs the question as to why the current designated bus station was not made large enough to accommodate more vehicles and stands. It is also only steps away from St Stephen's. Unfortunately, historical changes to the buildings in St Stephen's has meant that it is not the prettiest street nowadays, and I have always felt ashamed of it. But with a little thought, I'm sure it could be so much better than it is.
£12 a day is too much for parking, writes Jane Woods, also of Eton. I was appalled to read that hospital staff are being charged £12 a day to park while at work. This is outrageous, and I'd like to know who made this awful decision. I expect whoever it was certainly parks for free, as do office staff, whoever they are. If anyone is insulting enough to suggest that it's okay for staff who've just completed a long shift late at night to stand in the cold and dark for a bus to take them to the park and ride site to access their car, to then have to drive home, taking goodness knows how long, then I'd challenge them to do it every day. With people worried about paying bills, how can such charges be justified or fair? We were clapping our NHS staff not so long ago. Let's do something much more helpful and scrap parking charges and ensure there are sufficient spaces for all staff to park, as I'm sure not one of them had a say as to where the hospital was to be sited when moved from the city centre. Some may argue that no one has a right to park to get to work. And maybe that's true, but £12 a day? That's criminal and should be either free or reduced to a nominal sum of, say, £2 a day instead.